And it is time for City Matters, and I get to welcome in City Manager Ed Gordon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How was your weekend?
It was an excellent weekend. Spent a little bit of time out of town, just relaxing, refreshing, and doing something other than what we normally do. You know,
that is nice to have an interlude.
Yeah.
Between busy weeks.
It is.
And of course you're here most of the time, I think. I think you have a bunk in here somewhere.
We pull it out of one of the closets occasionally when I need to. But
severe
weather or floods or other things kind of prompt that sort of action.
Sleep on the floor.
I've been known to do that a time or two, yes. There was a particular 4th of July weekend back in, what was that,
2005?
2007, yeah.
Yep. We had a flood.
Yes, we did.
I remember coming in here and interrupting Dunge's radio program to tell you that Frank Phillips is going to stay open.
Yes.
I remember that.
And I was happy for that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was too. Charlie, we have two radio programs a month, and we will not meet again until after the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be appropriate just on our part. It's 8 days away.
Yes, it is.
About a week away from the 4th of July celebration. And I would just remind the folks that...
As part of a resolution first brought to the Continental Congress by William Henry Lee.
Saying
that these colonies of right ought to be independent states.
That's right. And as a result, and then further action that was taken as they formed the Continental Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And the colonies, the 13 colonies formed up themselves. And, of course... 241 years ago, this coming 4th,
yes, sir,
will be our birthday.
It will be.
And I would remind kids, you know, you don't know what you don't know unless you study history,
mm-hmm,
and become engaged in the history of different movements that have born themselves around the world. I would remind folks that it was in 1917 that the Bolshevik Revolution took place in,
yes, sir,
Russia.
Yes.
And thus began the movement that we call today the Communist Party with the Bolshevik Revolution.
Right.
And from 1917 through 2017, in that regime, those regimes that have swept across different parts of the world and ensnared and enslaved millions, over 100 million people have died since 1917 under that system.
Mm-hmm.
Over 100 million.
That's an awful lot of people.
Well, it is, and I'm grateful that we live in a country where you and I can sit together like this and talk about the liberties that we have. And as the Declaration, the second paragraph of the Declaration, I'm reading from that second paragraph, Charlie, just a piece of it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. Liberties come from God and not from government.
Yes.
And we celebrate that as a nation, and should, that our rights are God-given and ensured by God Himself and as made in His image. And what a treasure that we live in this system and are not a part of the Bolshevik Revolution, nor the turmoil that still exists in those states where the state owns the people. And this, the consent of the governed, what consent of the governed? There is no consent required. It is a dictatorship.
It is.
And we don't live in that kind of a system or that kind of a government. And we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, which... Adams wrote that Jefferson, in a question about the writing of the Declaration, that John Adams wrote that Jefferson began to write furiously this young man, Jefferson, the declaration on June 11th of 1776. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple of weeks of work, he submitted that to the Continental Congress in the somewhere around the 26th, 7th, 8th of June, submitted that to the Continental Congress, which further refined it.
Decided to try to pick it apart because they didn't like this paragraph or that paragraph.
That's exactly what they did. But they came together after much fervent prayer. Prayer was made. And on June 28th, they voted to adopt the declaration. And then following that, between June 28th and July 2nd, they made further adjustments to the document.
The legislative process continued.
That it continued. That is, they further refined it.
Yes.
And then
That, I believe, was the particular vote having to do with slavery.
Charlie, your history's good. And on the second, they made another, adoption of the document. And then refined it further, and on the 4th of July, it was presented to the public, hence the official adoption of the Declaration of Independence on that particular day. So that's how we wind up with our Declaration of Independence. There were, 27 signers to that document. At the end of that particular introduction before the signing, Charlie, we as children remember from grade school, at least the two of us would, I wasn't there. Tom Holland, however, was
a casual observer.
He was a casual observer to this event at that time. But I think it's interesting that by the way, there are, Let me back up. There are 27 grievances. I apologize. There are 27 grievances that were listed against the king. Mm-hmm. He was a rascal.
Yes, he was.
He was a despot. And they appealed, in the last paragraph, they appealed, the Continental Congress appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of the intentions. And I find that interesting how they write, mm-hmm, and the grievances, and their petition for separation, as they called it, and they listed 27 issues with the king, and then there were 56 signers to the declaration, and they ended the declaration with this commitment, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. There's another appeal to God himself. Mm-hmm. Those folks that say that he was never woven into the fabric of our founding documents don't know how to read. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And then the 56 individuals signed, mm-hmm, the Declaration of Independence and submitted it to the king. And then, of course, through a process of time, war was declared.
John Hancock signing large enough that King George could read the signature without his spectacles.
And it became a spectacle.
Yes.
It surely did.
Yes, it did. And for that, we are immensely grateful, and the reason that we celebrate on Independence Day.
That's right. And so from our city family, the employees of the city of Bartlesville, who recognize that we are here by the consent of the governed, and we recognize that. The council is always cognizant of that when they make decisions, and behind those doors, they, when I have discussions with council members, their forefront of their thought is what is they're representing, the citizens, and that they want to justly represent them, and I think our council does a right fine job of doing that and recognizing their responsibilities that God, that liberty is God given, mm-hmm. and God ordained, and therefore man doesn't rule. It's God Himself.
And as an observer, I can say that I believe every council member that I remember this sort of discussion with, all have given me the impression that they know that they, while they are elected from specific wards, that it is their duty to represent the entire city.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the council and the work they do. And I want the citizens to know that the employees of the city of Bartlesville know that they are there because the citizens are out there, not the other way around.
Exactly.
We're not the tail that wags the dog. All right. Charlie,
That's it. Again, happy Independence Day to you, sir.
You too, Charlie. Thank you for that that brief thought about...
We need an occasional lesson in history.
Well, we do. And it's easy to find. And again, people don't remember what they don't know, and we certainly need to be students of history. Dare we repeat that and lose the liberties that we have as Americans that God has given us?
Yes. You run along an engineer this morning.
I did. I do have an engineer,
man.
Bartlesville's finest engineer, I might add, Mr. Micah Seemers.
Good morning.
Is there some title that goes with being an engineer? I mean, is there some...
Not that I'm aware of.
Like a doctoral in juridical science or something?
You have
or
some alphabet soup after
Yeah,
the
is there something?
A pocket protector. And
oh, okay. Well, all right.
Then you're good.
I think I still have the slide rule I used in high school. Like,
yeah.
There you go. There you go. You're close.
It's
you're close.
Yeah.
No, nothing special.
I still have my slide rule, Charlie. My children, grandchildren look at that and whack it on the table. Is that a paddle or something? Anyway, Mike, I'm glad to see you. Speak right up.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about projects today.
We've okay.
Charlie, I look at this map. Does that look like that's the entire city? Can you even see it?
So there's something going on all over town.
It is all over town. There's something happening.
The problem is they're not going yet. Is the
well,
problem.
Some of them are.
We're trying to get there.
Okay.
You've got perfect weather to lay asphalt all week.
This is true.
This is true. Let's start at the top center of the map.
Okay.
And let's talk about Price Fields.
Price Fields.
Let's go.
Well, we're wrapping that thing up. It's just really, we have 99% complete here on our list of projects, but it's pretty well complete. They've actually been playing on it this season. Been using the fields. It's consisted of four new baseball fields in the northwest corner of the complex, and a large parking lot on the east side of the site. And it's been in use for a couple months now. So,
yeah, I've driven up there a number of times. Was up there this weekend,
right?
And when there's a crowd there, there's a crowd there.
There's a crowd there.
It seems like it's either wide open or nothing.
This is true.
I've never seen an in between where there's just a few cars. It's either a lot of folks there or they're not.
It's desolate or it's an anthill.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. And talk about what we did in phase two. What happened?
Okay, so in phase two, we constructed, like I said, a new quad of fields in the northwest corner. So four new baseball fields in the northwest corner of the site. And so there used to be some old T-ball fields that were in that area, people may recall, that were in disrepair and really didn't get used much. And now we've got four new 200-foot baseball fields that are lighted, backstops, bleachers, shade structures. And then we also constructed a new parking lot on the east side of the project, east side of the site. So this is a... basically south of the first phase of fields that we did.
Which the first phase was really, people looked at that and it really wasn't complete. It was looking forward to this phase.
That's
which
true.
Would clean that all up and fix that.
That's true. So we had a temporary gravel parking lot that was associated with phase one. And we'd built four new fields in the northeast corner of the site that were actually, I think we had two softball fields and two baseball right. fields at that time. And so part of this project also was to create the two baseball fields to convert those back into softball, which was the original plan. Mm-hmm. So we've got four softball fields now in the northeast corner of the complex, and we've got four new baseball fields in the northwest corner, and then the parking to the south. So that's...
And Micah, the best way to come in to that parking lot is to drive down, what is that, road to the west of
the
it?
Young Street.
Right, Young Street.
Which is a county road.
Right. And when you get just about halfway down it, halfway, you
yep.
know where it ends, dead ends,
right
down there, about halfway down, You turn in there.
That's correct.
And on an asphalt road.
Asphalt
and
road.
That'll take you right straight into the new parking lot.
Just keep taking it east until you hit that parking lot.
And it's still in a phase of incompletion, in that there's a road to come in from the south. Tell us about that.
There is. So for the future phase, eventually the game plan is to actually create a new signalized intersection there by Evans Nursery, which is where our Silver Lake Extension came through a couple years ago, and basically make that a signalized intersection. Actually, all the access will be then off of Tuxedo instead of off of Young. So that is the game plan. We'll have to do some drainage work in there. Obviously, there's the creek that runs through there. Turkey Creek runs through there. And so, not Turkey Creek. I apologize. It's not Turkey Creek.
I don't know what the name of it is.
It's a creek.
It is a creek. Turkey Creek is south of there.
Right. I think you'd actually probably call it interurban or something like that, because it runs through there. Yeah. So. But so that is the game plan, is to actually have that be the primary intersection or access into the site.
And of course, that's going to have to be voted on as another phase.
It would be.
As this was. Mike, this was approved in what? How was this paid for?
So this was part of the 2013 sales tax extension. So we did a 7-year sales tax extension.
And is approved by the voters?
Approved by the voters. And this was one of the projects that was included with that, phase one and now phase two. So.
And then we're going to have a third phase, which will include the road, the entrance into the new parking lot, expand that parking lot.
Right.
And make some additional field improvements.
That's true.
So this has been a phased approach.
It's been a phased approach, and it will continue to be a phased approach, most likely. And again, it kind of depends on the council's direction, how much of the next phases we do and how much we don't. So, but there is a lot of work still to be done. I think the city is committed to making the improvements out there, and got a lot of work to do still.
Okay. Well, let's stay on parks for just a moment.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Johnstone Park Pavilion.
They've
got a fence all the way around it.
They do.
And I see three pieces of equipment sitting out to the south of the building. What's going on?
Well, so we've constructed the pavilion as part of the first phase, built the actual structure and the associated concrete work with it. Then we had a second phase, which was the restroom that we've added, the rock work on the restroom, some additional concrete work. And this is the third phase of that project. And it will consist of essentially a perimeter sidewalk, 10-foot wide sidewalk around the entire block, excluding the west side by the YMCA. But we'll have a sidewalk on three sides. And then we'll also have a large brick plaza on the south side of the pavilion. And some street lights, some area lighting and whatnot. And
those kind of paver stones, looks like.
Pave stones, yes. Yeah, they'll be about a 4x8 brick pavers.
Very attractive.
Very attractive. Should look nice.
Yeah.
Part of that project, we actually are going to transplant the bricks that were, I guess, purchased, donated over at the Centennial Park, I think we call it. Mm-hmm. There at, what is that, Frank Phillips and Dewey?
Dewey, on the southeast corner of Frank Phillips and Dewey. People may not know, but in 1997, the state of Oklahoma celebrated their anniversary. And as a part of that, Bartlesville, they constructed a miniature old-time Bartlesville in the community center parking lot.
Right.
Which included an oil derrick, full-size, life-size replica
right.
one, sitting in the parking lot, plus the Keeler Johnstone store and some other buildings that went with it.
Served as a nice background when George H.W. Bush was here to make his speech.
And exactly. Boy, history lives again. And a true story. And but at the conclusion of our celebration, Willow Rock took the oil derrick and we moved the Keeler Johnstone store down to a building had just been demolished and the city had acquired that, and we need just a parking space for that building.
Right.
So we stuck there as a temporary. It was never meant to be permanent. So hence the brick were there to kind of clean up the park or make it a little
right.
park temporarily.
Correct.
And then those bricks will be relocated.
They will be relocated to the north, basically the north sidewalk along First. They're next to the pavilion. So we'll relocate those. They'll be inlaid into the new sidewalk. And so like I said, it'll be I have a plaza area that'll be lighted at night. Sidewalk around, it'll all connect, sod everything, make it pretty again.
And it will have, it's not just going to be a flat field area or flat open area.
It'll have some undulations to it, we'll call it.
Oh, I like that. Undulation.
That's an engineering.
It's kind of like, is that a usurpation or something? I'm not sure. Anyway.
It'll be a little bit of contour to it.
Linguistics.
Yes, okay.
It'll be a little bit of contour to it, just to give it more of a park-like feel.
I look forward to that. It's going to be
now,
beautiful.
Now, granted, an engineer laid that out, so
okay,
it may be 90-degree angles.
I think that's that's a disclaimer. I think we just got a disclaimer.
Let's hope it looks good in the end, right?
It does look good. Okay. It's a beautiful facility, I cannot wait to see what...
I think it'll be nice.
And who all is involved in that with you?
So, currently on that, so Natasha Riley has been instrumental in this. She's in our community development department. She's, officially an assistant city planner, I believe.
Yes.
And so she works with, it's a community development block grant that we utilize, and she kind of heads up that end of it. And this is, a lot of this is her kind of brainchild, if you will. I mean, she has come up with a lot of this and has been involved. And then actually Shelley Charles, who's in our engineering department, she's helped with some of these final design stages. She's been instrumental in this as well. And then myself, and of course, your Ed Gordon, city manager, he's been heavily involved with this project.
It's been a fun project.
It has been a fun project. It's been fun.
We hunt squirrels down there. let's talk about other projects.
Okay.
How's the Johnstone Pavilion being paid for?
So it is. It's actually the funds out of the sales tax, half-cent sales tax.
It has to be matching, though.
It's a 50-50 match. So we've got community development block grant funds, and that'll be 50%, and then we match our share of it.
We call that in-house, we call that CDBG.
CDBG.
Which is the federal government has grants that they give for certain census tracts.
Right.
Which have to do with economy in those census tracts.
I believe so, yes.
Income. And in those census tracts, improvements can be made with CDBG money. And that certainly applies to that area.
Right.
And we've used it over the years, the 20... something years Lisa's been here, we've been getting CDBG money,
right,
and we've received millions of dollars from the federal government in CDBG money. Talk about Scirocco.
Okay. We've got a...
It's out in Oak Park.
Out in Oak Park, and it's between, we're doing the section between, I believe, Oak Park and Virginia, are the two streets that bookend this project. And it's a concrete panel rehab project, so we'll go in there. We won't replace the entire street, but we can go in there with concrete, and we can saw cut out the panels that are damaged or in disrepair, and we replace those with new concrete. We'll go in and reestablish the base materials, the subgrade dirt. We'll compact that, bring in a level of aggregate base to compact that, and then we'll go on top of that with concrete, and we'll dowel it into the existing concrete. So that project actually is, we have a pre-construction meeting on that this Thursday. And we will get the contractor lined out, and hopefully they can start on that within the next couple of weeks is what our intent is.
So there'll probably be some inconvenience here very shortly on Scirocco.
There will be. Coming up in the next month, 2 weeks to a month, there will be some work in there, and it'll be shut down and under construction. So,
there's another series of projects, Osage, Rogers, and Spruce.
Right.
Talk about those streets.
Okay, that's our asphalt project we've got going on this summer. And essentially that'll be mill and overlay on most of that project. There are some portions that we'll do a full depth repair, which is areas where the base materials have failed either by moisture or they just never installed correctly in the first place and they failed, and we'll go in there and actually dig out that entire section, bring in new material, pour concrete actually up to a level, and then do a 2-inch overlay on top of that. So, but the majority of it is just gonna be a mill and overlay. I'll mill off 2 inches, go back with 2 inches of asphalt. And this project actually starts officially today. Whether the contractor gets mobilized in or not will remain to be seen, but they should be mobilizing in today and should start seeing the milling process going on. As soon as they get the milling done, they'll do the full depth repair areas, and then we'll start laying asphalt. So that's should start seeing that work happen here shortly. On that project, they are around elementary schools. We've got, again, around Jane Phillips. Yep. We've got Rogers, Penn, and Lanham. And then around Wilson Elementary School, we have a section of Spruce between Tuxedo and Nebraska that we are doing there as well as associated with this project. So we're trying to get those done this summer before school fires back up. Try to get out of their way before the school buses and the parents start coming in.
Another project. I mean, the sheet's full of them.
Most are under design right now.
Well, what about Skyline, Moonlight, repair?
Okay, and so that's part of the Sirocco project. Those are all associated, lumped into the same project. We bid those together. And so that should start again. We'll have a pre-construction meeting this Thursday.
Sirocco's up in Oak Park for some who Sirocco's don't know.
In Oak Park. And then
of course, Hillcrest is where Skyline Moonlight is.
Hillcrest Heights. And that was actually, those projects or those streets were part of the kind of the bypass or detour when we did the roundabout project. And so we had some increased traffic on that. And so we targeted this for one of those projects to do a rehab on. So that'll, like I said, that'll start hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure if they're going to start on Sirocco first or if they'll start on Skyline and Moonlight.
Now, this is the Thursday pre-construction.
Thursday pre-construction meeting.
And it'll include Moonlight, Skyline.
That's correct.
And then probably in July, the construction will start.
Yes.
And you expect to have that wrapped up before school starts?
Well, so that one may not be wrapped up before school starts. That's a little bit longer project, a little bit larger project. Concrete moves a little bit slower than asphalt. Right. So I believe we've got 60 days allocated for that project. So if we get started sometime in July, you're going to be looking at the August, you know, or really September time frame to get that one completed. So,
okay. There's two projects that are in front of us. One of them is a fairly large project, and that's Tuxedo. Talk about Tuxedo Road, where it begins, where it ends,
okay,
and what's going to happen on Tuxedo from where to where.
So Tuxedo, that project is from essentially Madison to just east of the Caney River. So the entire asphalt section from Madison to the Caney River, concrete picks up just east of the Caney River, so we'll stop there. And of course, areas of Highway 75 with that concrete intersection will probably be excluded from this project. But essentially, it's going to be an asphalt mill and overlay. Be similar to what we talked about on Rogers and Penn. But it'll be go in, mill the surface, lay asphalt. We'll tie in all the side streets and whatnot. That's a large section of roadway to be completed, though. Large project.
And it starts where now?
It starts at Madison Boulevard. And it'll go all the way to just east of the Caney River.
Just east of the Caney River Bridge. So it stops right there on the east side.
Concrete street picks up there, and we'll end right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge project.
It will be. And asphalt's not too bad, though. Asphalt goes pretty well.
The milling process takes place pretty quick. What we got, Charlie?
Just under two.
Right at 2 minutes to go. So that's going to be a large project. And then the final project I want you to talk about is Price Road Rehab.
Okay.
Starts at where are we at the roundabout?
So we're basically from the roundabout to Highway 75. So that section that goes past Joanne Lowe Park and all that, it's a concrete street. And people have probably seen when the state has gone in and done these dowel joint retrofits in the past on highways. So they've gone in and they've saw cut grooves into it and placed reinforcing steel in there and then epoxied it back in place. We're going to do something similar to that. The street's really in pretty good condition. It's just got that washboard effect at the joints. And so we're going to go in and do a dowel joint retrofit. And then they come back in and they diamond grind after they do the reinforcing, smooth it out, and then we'll add some shoulders to that section as well.
Well, the shortest distance between two points will obviously, Charlie, be under construction.
Thank you, Jim
Bonsax. Thank you, Jimmy. Well, Charlie, it's been an entertaining show.
It has been. But an opportunity again, look forward to celebrating the 4th of July. I think we have some celebrations. I think Copan Lake has theirs Saturday. But Bartlesville will celebrate on Freedom Fest on Tuesday the 4th.
That's right, Tuesday the 4th of July. And so I think they kind of stagger those. But, Charlie, we look forward to celebrating our 241st birthday with the rest of the citizens of Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I appreciate all that you and the radio station do to keep us informed.
Thank you very much, and thank you for bringing our engineer with us.
Thanks for having me.
Micah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Happy Independence Day.
You too.
He's so flexible. God bless the city of Bartlesville, Charlie.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right.
And that is the City Matters program on AM 1400 K1. We'll check a quick look at the forecast just ahead of news from CBS. A partly sunny day today as we head for a high around 85. Northeasterly winds at around 5, turning southwesterly this afternoon. Still a slight chance for some rain tonight. News on the way next at 70 degrees.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville.